This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today I'm thinking about how God knows your destiny. And this thought came to me as I'm wrapping up the series on Gideon. And remember when the angel of the Lord appeared before Gideon to tell him that God, in fact, had chosen him to save the Israelites from the Midianites, Gideon was below ground hiding from the Midianites. Yet the angel of the Lord still referred to him as mighty hero. Now, why would the angel of the Lord refer to him in that way? Because he knew how Gideon's story would end. And as we know, Gideon's army of 300 was fighting an army of tens of thousands. Yet when Gideon stood before the Midianites, outnumbered and with no real weapons in hand, that's exactly what he did. He boldly stood there before them. And this time, he was not hiding or trembling with fear. He stood there like a warrior and shouted, "A sword for the Lord and Gideon." So God knew the grip of fear couldn't hold Gideon back for long. He knew that he was ultimately destined to stand tall in the face of his enemy like a real warrior. So is God speaking to your destiny today because he has chosen you to do something especially, but fear still has you somewhat in its grip? If that is the case, let us cling to these words. You didn't choose me. I chose you. I appointed you to go and produce fruit that will last so that the Father will give you whatever you ask for using my name. John 15:16. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. And so today, remember, God knows your destiny.